Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Cushy Radio. My name is Ali Labe, and I am the host of this show here on CITR. This week, we are dangerously close to Halloween, which means that I couldn't help myself, and I put together a super extra creepy episode this week, in the spirit of the season. If you have never listened to the show before, we come from Cushy Entertainment. It's a nonprofit based in the east side of Vancouver, focused on uplifting underrepresented artists. Usually we throw shows. We've thrown two live events over the last however many months the pandemic has been. And we have some more on the way, so please stay tuned to our channels. It's Cushy Entertainment with a C. On that note, we're going to move into music for the day. As always, I tried to keep it local for you folks. It's going to be a lot of Canadian content, but the general goal of the week is to get you listening to music that is genuinely creepy. It's not going to be as radio-friendly this week as it usually is, so if you're in the mood for our regular bombastic pop hour, we're not going to get that this time. It's going to be a lot of distant, reverby vocals and heavy John Carpenter-y pianos and eventually some goth music and then some experimental stuff, and we're going to hop all over the map in terms of genre. What's important here is the mood, the atmosphere, the energy. Want to get you in the spirit to be watching scary movies, eating candy, telling ghost stories, going for late night solo walks through the fog. I love Halloween. First, we're going to play Cindy Lee. Cindy Lee is a Vancouver act. I actually was a child when I bought this record. I was living with my parents in the suburbs, and I went down to Neptune Records. I asked for the best local record that was there at the time, and they recommended me a few. And I liked the way this looked. Bought it. It is ghostly. A positively ghostly record. The song was called The Last Train Has Come and Gone. It's my favorite one off of the album, probably because it's the most melodic. So if you're listening to this and it freaks you out and you hate it, there's weirder stuff on the record. And if you're listening to this and it freaks you out and you love it, then give Cindy Lee a listen. They're no longer active, but they are from Vancouver, and we don't get that much ambient stuff like this in the city. This song is called The Last Train Has Come and Gone by Cindy Lee.
Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya,
Anthaskakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail. You just heard The Last Train Has Come and Gone by Cindy Lee. That act, as I described, ghostly, right? And they're from Vancouver. Next up, we're going to listen to a band that I've been obsessed with since I was a 14-year-old? Something along those lines. Little did I know that this band is actually fronted by a celebrity, and it took me a while to figure out that it was Ryan Gosling's band. I was actually listening to Dead Man's Bones, which is the name of this band, before I knew that he was in it. So when I found that out, it kind of exploded my brain. I didn't know that Ryan Gosling sang. I thought he was just like a pretty Canadian boy. This album is just, it's called Dead Man's Bones. It's the only one they ever put out, and there's nothing like it. Honestly, the production is just so unique because they recorded it with a children's choir in a huge empty house, and Ryan Gosling and his partner on this, who helped him write these songs, they are both horror geeks like me, and they're obsessed with the weird and the eerie and the unusual like me, and I am a sucker for their vibes. I love this band still. This is Dead Man's Bones, and this song is called Buried in Water.
I'm alive through its light.
That was Dead Man's Bones, the band of Ryan Gosling. Wild world. And, of course, we are only just starting Cushy Radio today. Next up, we have a really short track, but I have a soft spot for the melody. I don't really know what it is about this melody that I love. I think it just feels very classic. It feels very, like, classic Halloween. I already brought up John Carpenter, but I am watching a lot of his movies, and this reminds me of him and the way his scores are written, which is a huge compliment. This song is called Comet Number 9. It's by a band called Helium. And we're staying on theme with creepy Halloween tracks. That was Comet Number 9 by Helium. Getting back to Vancouver talent. So I play Morning Coop on here a lot, and it's spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G space C-O-U-P, Morning Coop. This album is called Baby Blue, and I've played a few different tracks off of it. My reason for that is, A, I like Morning Coop, and they are an indigenous woman who is making music that is different from what everyone else is making. And if you listen to Baby Blue, like the full record, there's so much to choose from in terms of the style that she's offering you, what she's saying, the mood behind each of her songs. She is a very capable musician, and I am always praying for her to put out something new. But this is from that classic record. The song is called Color of Pomegranates. And to be honest with you, it's probably the strangest song we're going to listen to today. It's not going to get weirder after this, so if it's not your thing, all of the noise, ambience, and unsettling sounds we're going to listen to, it's not going to last long. After this, we have John Mouse and a couple other great acts that'll keep you dancing. It's kind of like Monster Mash after this. This is Color of Pomegranates by Morning Coo from Vancouver.
Thank you.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
The song that we just listened to together on what I assume is a rainy, cold, gray Vancouver day in October is Color of Pomegranates by Morning Coup. Today on Cushy Radio, we're listening to stuff that reminds me of Halloween because I love it and there's only a few days left for me to relish in it and be extra super loud, festive, annoying, and obnoxious. Here to share all of those beautiful traits with you fine listeners today. In all honesty, I really hope that you folks get a kick out of this playlist. I actually have a scary playlist like this that is 16 hours long. Most of it, I was listening through it this week, and most of it is stuff that is not fit for radio at all. So, if you're interested in that, you can DM me personally, or you can message me at Cushy Entertainment on Instagram. My personal handle is smallest_princessa if you want my full Halloween playlist. We still have more to listen to today, though. I'm going to play a Blessed song for you. Blessed is a band from Abbotsford. If you haven't heard of them yet, you should really listen to them because, once again, one of my tops, one of my very favorite acts. I've actually performed with them a few times in my band, Primp. And every time I perform with them, I just leave with my head in my hands because they're so remarkably talented and they're so good at playing their instruments. And it's just insane. I like this song because it's different for them. It's electronic. They usually are very guitar heavy. They're usually very screamy. This one is quiet and it has very distorted vocals. It's almost like industrial ambient electronic music. And I like that. I like the change. I actually got to see them once perform and bring out an electronic drum kit for the first time, and everyone was like, "What's happening?" But since then, they've really incorporated it nicely into their sound. This is by Blessed from Abbotsford, and the song is called Anchor. We'll be right back. was Anchor by Blessed from Abbotsford. And if you want to listen to those guys live, you are absolutely out of luck. There's no live shows right now due to COVID-19, as we at Cushy Entertainment know very well. But what you can do is you can support them through buying their music and listening to them and following them on social media. Do that. If you liked what you just heard, that was Blessed. Now, I want to take a quick second here to say that I just learned that Suns is Canadian. It's spelled S-U-U-N-S. Maybe it's Soons. I don't know. I think it's Suns. I do that a lot on this show. And Suns is, honestly, like, I've been listening to them for ages, and when I found out they were Canadian, of course, I was stoked. But more than that, I started listening to their discography because I found out they were Canadian, and I found this song, which is one of my favorite songs right now. So I geek out over it. I love the guitar on it. It's so original, and they're from Montreal, so that's really cool. This is Suns with a record called 2020.
Do you want you? This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
We just listened to Suns here on Cushy Radio. That's the name of the band, S-U-U-N-S, and the song is called 2020, for the hell year that is cursing us all. To be clear, the name of the song is just 2020. Now we're going to listen to John Mouse. His last name is spelled M-A-U-S, and he is one of the most enthusiastic performers I've ever seen in my life. I use the term enthusiastic in a very loose way here, because the way I remember him is covered in more sweat than I've ever seen on a person, screaming every now and then frantically into the space next to the microphone, and throwing himself violently around the stage. Watching this, at first I was actually genuinely concerned. I was like, is this person having a mental health crisis? Are they on drugs and they're having a hard time? Is everything cool? Of course, it was a huge show and I was at the back, so couldn't do much about that. But I asked my friend and they said, yeah, John Mouse performs like this all the time. He's just like that. He's just that way. And he keeps touring like this, so I suppose it's his style. And that's cool. So I'll remember that about him forever. Just, he performs with, like, just pure emotion, almost like hysteria. And his music, on the other hand, is cool, goth, stylish. This song was called Teenage Witch, which is, of course, part of the reason why I decided to play it on the Halloween episode of Cushy Radio today. But the other part of the reason is that I am in love with John Mouse's music, and I like everything he's ever put out. He is not local. He is an American. But I still think he is well worth a listen this October. This is Teenage Witch. John Mouse, who always delivers the absolute best October vibes. The song is called Teenage Witch. And now we're going to listen to another local. This is a recent release, and what I would usually consider a deep cut. I have a different deep cut today, but this one is by Green Teeth. Now, I used to be in a band with my friend Faven called Green Teeth, and the project broke up forever ago, before I even started Primp. She kept the name. Now she is releasing her own electronic experimental music under the name Green Teeth. So check it out. It's really great stuff. And the song that we're listening to is called Tripping at the Circus. I think it's my favorite on the record, which you can find on Bandcamp. One more time, the name's Green Teeth, and it's all one word, G-R-E-E-N-T-E-E-T-H. This song is called Tripping at the Circus. Tripping at the Circus by Green Teeth from Vancouver. Now, everybody, we're coming to the end, but there's still a couple more tracks for the day. It's gonna get a little bit, what's the word here? Eccentric? The next few tracks are all kind of different styles. I do think they're pretty comprehensive. I am super nitpicky about the music I play on this show, and I'm not gonna play anything that I don't think gels well, but the genres are definitely different. The first act we're listening to is by Quiet Luke. Quiet Luke is a Canadian act that I've played on the show in the past. I found him through that spreadsheet of Black Canadian artists that I mentioned a couple months ago that I found and have been staying tuned to. He's not from Vancouver, but he is from Canada, and he has an amazing voice and a lot of different capabilities in terms of the kind of music that he can write, so I do suggest giving him a big play when you have some time. This is Quiet Luke, and the name of this song is Tresalis.
Half empty, full of potion, mind bending, wistfully. Cap in me, fully potent, hope this helps me to get on. Fences, even
Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
We meet every Friday at 2 p.m. and we want your voice.
We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind.
No experience necessary.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
That was Trace Ellis by Quiet Luke, a Canadian act. We are going to mix it up just a little bit and play something with genuine guitars in it for a minute. This is Marlena Moore, somebody who I have performed alongside as well. This is a very long time ago at the Kingfisher Blues Christmas party in, I think, 2018 or 2018 that we performed with Marlena Moore. And I've seen her perform a bunch of other times as well. She is a underappreciated solo performer in Vancouver, I think. If you are a fan of local acts like Haley Blaise, Kylie V, Sleepy Gonzalez, and so on and so on, then you're probably going to also like this act. I am really happy to see that Marlena Moore just keeps producing, just constantly keeps putting out more music. And this is my favorite song by her because, once again, I like the guitar. I really like descending guitar leads like that. It's very similar to the Suns song that I played earlier, where there's kind of a winding down guitar. This song also has that, and I think that has kind of like a spine-tingling effect, because it freaks people out. It's very unsettling to hear those, like, sliding notes that are going down. And that's part of the reason why I put it on Cushy Radio for the Halloween episode. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and play the song for you. This is Marlena Moore, and the song is called 24 Hour Drugstore. I love the name of that song.
Thank you. Christmas Eve. So
with 24 Hour Drugstore. That's a local song, local act. Now, for the deep cut. In the deep cut segment of the show, which I do every single time we do Cushy Radio, I play a song for you that I think you won't know. This is a track that is completely different in vibe to everything else that we've played so far. It's a lot more aggressive, more country, more twang. It's kind of a mashup of Marilyn Manson and, like, the Cramps. There's definitely some rockabilly, some punk in there, some blues. It's very gritty. This band is called Sloppy Jane. And Sloppy Jane is very easy to recognize because the frontwoman just has a ridiculous voice. It's so good. It's growly. It's deep. And it can be piercing as well. And I really love her vocals. I was just reading a Vogue article about this band, Sloppy Jane, because I like this song a lot, even though I don't usually like songs like this. And as it turns out, Phoebe Bridgers, who is a very famous indie folk artist, is in this band, as well as a couple other people who are big in LA. So while the act itself isn't very big, less than 10,000 followers, I think, is what I last saw. The act itself isn't very big, but the people who are in it are remarkably talented. So this is one to watch and to stay tuned to all their little channels. If you can get your finger on a musician's passion project before it gets big, you will have so much fun with it. That has been one of my favorite things about loving music throughout my life, is being able to actually interact with the artists who are making the art you make before they blow up. So basically I'm saying get in on that with Sloppy Jane if you like this song. This is also the last song of the episode, so I hope everybody liked the Cushy Entertainment Halloween Edition episode that we had today. Please feel free to send me your thoughts, feedbacks, concern, question, complaints, whatever you feel like, at Cushy Entertainment, with a C, Cushy Entertainment, on Instagram. Now, we are going to listen to the deep cut. As I said, this is Sloppy Jane, and the song is called Bark Like a God.
Get
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has a naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
The song you just listened to is called Bark Like a God by Sloppy Jane. And on that note, I think we are all finished for Cushy Radio today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that everybody enjoyed the Halloween episode. I also hope that everyone has a really great Halloween. It's going to be a weird year this time, so make sure that you're still being smart about where you're going, who you're talking to, how you're dressing, what you're doing. We are still in the middle of a pandemic. This is just as important time as ever for us to make sure that we're being safe and respecting one another. Don't go to a party on Halloween. If you do, my ghost will preeminently go and find you and haunt you. I don't know how that's possible for me to promise that, but I do, okay? So make sure everyone is safe this Halloween. Not only that, but have some fun. I am dressing up in a costume. I am. For nobody, really, but myself. I am going to an event on Saturday called the Boo Ball, where Softie Shan, a DJ who I love from Vancouver, is performing. I hope you all get to do something that rejuvenates you and makes you feel happy, young, and positive. Even if it's just for a moment, even if what that thing is that does that for you is watching a horrible, gut-wrenching, terrifying horror movie, I do that all the time. Do what you need this Halloween. Take some time to enjoy yourself. And please, come back and listen to us next week. We're here every week on CITR. You can find us on Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays, we rebroadcast. Thursdays is fresh content. And if you want to talk to us about anything, as I've said throughout the episode, you can absolutely get in touch. You can follow us at Cushy with a C Entertainment on social media, or you can follow me at smallest_princessa on Instagram. Finally, I do have a couple of updates for you folks. If you're in touch with Cushy Entertainment, you would know that we have been applying for grants like crazy, and fortunately actually filmed an entire live stream with a 6-camera setup, a full soundboard, the whole 9 yards, and talent that was phenomenal. We're looking to do another one of those. Maybe even 2. Almost definitely even 2. So live streams could be a big part of Cushy's future moving forward. That being said, if you support what we do here at Cushy, if you want to see people in your city who are representing underrepresented artists, who are paying underrepresented artists, oppressed people, that means BIPOC folks, LGBTQIA2S+ folks, people with disabilities, ESL people, the list goes on. Then please listen to our live streams and support us in any way you can. Everybody, see you next week. Thanks for listening to Cushy Radio.